Girls are good communicators. They often use their words to communicate with those around them. When it comes to communicating with guys, though, it's often their physical body language that can give them away. If a guy can understand these signs, then he will have more luck than all the men that don't. When it comes to men, women typically bite their tongue and let their bodies do the talking. So if you want to have more luck with the ladies, then you need to know these magical signs. And luckily, I'm going to share them with you today in today's video. Now, are you ready to find out what girls do when they are physically attracted to a guy? Of course you are. Don't move an inch. Like and subscribe. She gets you to touch her. This sign will have you thinking about all of your past dates. A girl might be physically attracted to a guy, but she might not feel as though she is brave enough to make the first move. She doesn't want to be the one to make it, but she also doesn't want to have to wait around for you to make it. So what does she do? She gets you to touch her instead. Now, girls can do this very subtly without you even realizing they are doing it. She might put her arm on the table because it is an easy part to touch. She might move her leg closer to you or lean in so that you can touch her. You might not even realize that she is doing this so that you will touch her, but she is. She leans towards you while you are speaking. When a girl leans in close, it can feel like a magnetic force. Girls will often lean towards a guy that they are attracted to when he is talking. Now, you might notice that you also do this when a girl is talking to you. It's partly so that she can show you she is listening, she is interested in you, and so that, well, she wants to get a lot closer. She exposes her neck, ankles, and wrists. This sign might sound a little old-fashioned, but it's actually still very relevant. Men still find women's necks, ankles, and wrists very attractive. Now, in Roman times, women were instructed to cover these areas of their bodies to help men avoid temptation, and sometimes this still happens in the world today. This is because men are still attracted to these parts, and so women still expose them when they want to attract a man. She might wear sleeves that stop just above the wrist, or jeans that cut off at the ankles. When she's talking to you, she might stretch out her neck to bring attention to it. She's doing all of this to attract your attention. She will do something to make you notice her. She might have spotted you, but you haven't seen her yet. She finds herself physically attracted to you and she wants to do something so that you will notice her. She might laugh or talk loudly so that you look around. She could also try and catch your eye from across the bar. Now, girls will do all sorts of things to make a guy notice them, but only if they think he is physically attractive. So remember, at this stage, all she knows about you is what you look like, so it's a physical attraction that is driving her to make these advances on you. She will give you hints. Girls are the queens of dropping hints. Girls will often drop hints into a conversation with a guy. They might have something like, "I've been searching for a long time for someone like you," or "I think you are husband material." Hints are not always verbal though. They could do this by physically increasing the amount they touch you. They might also laugh more at your jokes than they normally would. She gets lost looking at you. Do her eyes get lost when she's looking at you? Now, eye contact is a good sign, and it's also a sign of respect between two people. If you notice her eyes drifting down to your body or up to your lips whilst you are talking, it's a sign of physical attraction. She's checking out your body so that she can see if you look as good up close. Now, girls like it when men do this back to them, as it shows them that the man is also interested too. Now, let's talk about attraction for a second. If there was a way that you could look more attractive, you would do it, right? A quick hack to looking good and feeling good is using the power of beets. Beetroot or nitric oxide helps you to work out without pushing your blood pressure through the roof. It opens up your blood vessels, making it easier for your body to deliver oxygen around the body. And it's an extremely effective aphrodisiac. From gummies to tablets and powders, which is what I have here, beets will increase more blood flow, which reduces that brain fog so you can work longer and harder. And it puts you back into your masculine energy, which of course is going to help you out on the dating scene. So snapsupplements.com have you covered with these powders, which is what I have here. Now, I personally use the pre-workout before I go to the gym. It is incredible. They also have testosterone boosters boosters as well if you need that extra oomph. So keep it simple with being healthy and taking full control of your body. Head over to snapsupplements.com and take full advantage of 10% off with the code JOY10 or click the link in the description bar below. You can hear it in her voice. When a man likes a woman, he will start acting more masculine. He might lower his voice and start doing things that are considered stereotypically manly. Women do the same thing, except they do the opposite. They start acting in a more feminine way and their voices get softer. She will have a lower, softer voice and she might also speak a little bit slower too. You might not even realize this until you hear her talking normally to her friends. She makes the move to kiss you. Girls don't normally make the first move. They normally leave it to the guys, even in today's world. Which is why if she makes the first move to kiss you, it means that she is really attracted to you. It might be a quick peck on the lips or a longer, more passionate kiss. She is not waiting around and is willing to make the first move. She is physically and mentally attracted to you if she lands the first kiss. She invites you over to her place. When it's the first time going to each other's house, a girl would rather take a guy back to their house rather than go back to a guy's house. This is because she feels safer in her own surroundings. Girls need to develop a lot of trust between themselves and a man before it reaches this point. So if she invites you over, it shows that things are hotting up, but also that she has connected to you and trusts you. She starts playing with her lips. As I mentioned earlier in the video, girls don't always want to make the first move. Sometimes they really want the guy to make the move. And if they want you to kiss them, they will make this very clear by playing with their lips. A girl might bite her lip or run her fingers over them. She will encourage you to keep those eyes on her lips so that you cannot resist them. Now, this is a subconscious behavior, so she might not even realize that she's doing it. She starts a conversation with you. Just like girls don't like to make a move, they also don't like to be the ones to start a conversation. But if she's doing this, it's a great sign. She's interested in getting to know you more and wants to make a good impression. She might flick her hair flirtatiously while she talks to you, or you might catch her looking you up and down. She is physically attracted to you, and a conversation is a great chance for her to see if she is attracted to your personality. Now, this is your time to shine and show her how great you are. You catch her looking at you. Doesn't matter if she's looking you straight in the eye or looking you up and down. Girls don't just look at guys for no reason. They look at you because they find you attractive physically. She might look at you so quickly that you nearly miss it. Really, it doesn't matter how she looks at you or how quickly she does it. It's a sign that you should take notice of it because it might be time to make your move. And there you go, we've reached the end of the video. Let me know down in the comments below if you liked this video or if I missed something very important from today's list. I hope this video has helped you gain a deep understanding of female psychology. Until the next video, like and subscribe. And if you want your name rolling up on this board like these people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below. Take care, bye-bye.